holding on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph in the Gemara. So we said, "Boy Avimi." Going back to the case in the Mishnah. At the end, it says, "Kadam lebeischa shani nichnas b'sadcha sheni lekeach." So he says, "Lebeischa is only if it belongs to the person. So if he dies or he sells it, it's not his anymore. So it's mutzer." He says, "By zeh." Then the building is the problem. So even if it's sold, it's a loss. So, boy, we cut him the buy is there. Shaton nichnas. Reuben asked, the case of Mishra is Reuben is saying, "I will not go into this house." So Reuben is answering the house of himself, and he says, "This house." So whether it belongs to somebody doesn't make a difference. It's who belongs, it doesn't make a difference. He said, Reuben said he's asking himself on this house. But here is Reuben is saying that he's answering this house on Shimon. Now, as long as the house belongs to Reuben, Reuben has the right to answer his property on somebody else. Reuben sells the house to Levi. Reuben says this house is Usher and Shimon, and then Reuben sells the house to Levi. So what happens over there? And then Meisr Shemach Relacher. Reuben, so he said this house is Usher and Shimon, and then Reuben sells it or Reuben dies. So now it doesn't belong to Reuben anymore. Do we say since the Isser takes effect when it's Reuben's, and he said by his death, so he's asking not my house but this house should remain true even after it's not his anymore, once it takes effect it remains in effect, or not? The Isser is only as long as he has the ownership. Once he doesn't have ownership anymore, he can't answer. That's the Moreh Shailah. So there was the based on the language, he's not limiting it. The question is, does he have halakhically? Does he have the power to do that? Amar Rava Toshma Ha'amar Levnoi Kainam Shiyaton Nehenali. The father made all of his property usher on his son. Umeis Seyir Shenu. So since he said she had to hand a lee, you can't have benefit from me. So Yerusha is not called getting the hanah from the father, because the Torah gives over the Yerusha. That's not called getting it from the father. So the father asked, "You can't have benefit from me." He's not here anymore. What he's getting, what the child is getting, is not from the father. So that's not coming the Henali. So it's what the Yerusha works. But if he says Bechayev u'Bemoisoi, the father says, "You can't be in the Henali for me while I'm alive, and when u'Bemoisoi, and when I die." Umeis, and then the father dies. Lo Yoshenu, the son can't take possession of the Yerusha because the items were ushered on the son when the father was alive, and that Isser Hanoah continues after the father dies. So Shrami Noah, Adam Oyser Dabar Shabrishusay Lichashayetim Rishusay Shrami Noah. So we see that once a kainim takes effect on an item, it can continue. If based on the language it's supposed to continue, it will continue even after the person no longer owns it. Okay. So the Ran. So the Ran starts after the Gemara, on the Gemara. So it's about 20 lines down. Less than 20 lines down, but 18 lines down. Boy Avimi, Karna Bay Zesha Tonichnis, Mesa Wakala Akar Maho. Farmer. The Nehi, even though it's true, the Rejabim must need it. The Barman Bay Zesha If he says that this house, so language wise that means he's not only answering when it's his, he's answering the specific building. So Machal Acher is Usur. Even after he sells, if it's sold to somebody else, it's a loser. I would say Hani Mili Boiser Alatzmai. The case of the Mishnah was that the Noider is speaking and saying, "I don't want to enter into this bias." So the ownership of the house is irrelevant. The Motzi also a Nafshei bias that Ben Shehe Shaloi Hashem Kreda LaAcher. He, a person can make an isra on himself vis-a-vis that house, regardless of who owns it. But over here, the child is, he wants to make an isra on somebody else. So he's not being a neuter, but he's a madir. He's making this bias isra on somebody else. So he, given the bias elo elamash, the language of bias that means he's not limiting it in any way, it's saying it's forever. So we don't want a language issue. The Mishnah clearly says, by that means, not in that regardless of ownership. But Mio, local Haimena Lossoy, the Cheshayetzer Meshusoy, he maybe doesn't have the strength to make it Osir once it leaves his possession. So Reuven can't make this house Osir on Shimon after Reuven sells it. That's the Havali Nisa Chavera Chavera. So the same way Reuven can't go and say, "Listen, Shimon, you can't have an offer from Levi." So Reuven's talking, making Levi's property Osir on Shimon. He's not the neuter and he's not the matter. He can't. So he has no power to make Levi's property Osir on Shimon. So even property which is Reuven's to start with, and now it's Levi's, also he can't Osir. Okay. Now Zataran, who didn't be boy Levi Farish? The Shaila is going to be the same question. Even if he says explicitly, even if he says explicitly that he wants the Isser to continue, because it's not a language issue, it's a question of does he have the power to do it. That's the Lamahani. Maybe it doesn't work. Because Avimi's question, the Yolomi Stopik, the Lishna, Avimi is not asking a language question. What does he mean? And therefore, if that's the question, so if he's explicit, we know what he means. That's not the question. The Bari Pshitale, Avimi is assuming the Zeh, Loila Mashva, the language of Baiza means Loila. That's not his question. But he's still asking, can you do it? So saying more explicitly doesn't change anything. Which we saw in the Mishnah, that Zeb means loyalim. So the main question is, I feel a key boy, the Mabit Haki, he wants to do it. He wants the Ovid, can he do it? Right now it's his. So he can put the status of Isser, and therefore it should continue afterwards. Oh, I love. Or no, Kiman Delacher became Nafkim Yeshusei. Even though now he can make an Osir, the Isser cannot extend after he becomes dispossessed of the item. Okay, Mishum Hachim Maisi Le Rava. Rava brings a Toshma. Midan Bechayva Maisi Meis Lo Yeshenu. So we have the case that Rava brings from the. It's the Mishnah, right? He says, if he says, even though he says explicitly, since he says explicitly, Meis lo yoshenu. Now I'm a kiporish, most of the meiser, fill lachar sheyetz meshus. If that's clear what he wants to do. So over there, since he said Li, it's not clear that he wants it to extend. B'chayv Osoy is clear that he wants it to extend. But we see from the Mishnah that he could, that the a power to extend it exists. Kim the Hasa B'shusa Ninu. Kim the Kiporish Kaili Surah. Since Over there, he says explicitly, it works. So therefore, over here, she's like the zeh, kim afarish dummy. So over here, it's called saying it explicitly, because the word zeh means loyla, like we said in the Mishnah. The more before says Shani Hassan Domer Bechai B'Moisoi. Karmi Dalbagab the Zeh, the Gabi Noder Atzmai Loi Lamashma, the Gabi Matter Loi Mashma Haki, Kamashi Parash Dani Lamalo. The more before seems to say no, that maybe the word Zeh is not conclusive what he means in a case of a Matter. Maybe it's only conclusive in the, like in our mission, in the case of a Noder. That's the Gemara before. But Avimi is not getting involved in that, because what's Rabbi's Toshma from the case over there of where he says explicitly to over here, he just said the word Zeh. The Gemara before said maybe Zeh is not explicit in the case of a matter. But the Gemara over here does not seem to be bothered by that. So it's not the round. Hachlo nichalon vahid dechiyah. Maskana del Samkhiran. That dechiyah, there was a dechiyah, but maskana is that that's not true. That's what we're saying over here, that the word zaz is clear, whether you're in a case of a neuter or a matter, it means loyal. And the question is, does he have the power? And the answer, you see, let me show that he does have the power.
It's Mishnah. What's really the question? I mean, I nice for me that, you know, of course I don't know the Mishnah, but I don't stand, you know, sort of this, you know, Namor asking a question that is a clear Mishnah.
Right. So, the round before. I thought the round over here deals with it. I don't see that he does. No.
And the reason that the Lazi get enough,
Europe,
the Lazi get enough from it,
but it's just
giving it to her,
therefore,
never removes this from Rashuska. But
we'll see.
I'm not sure. I have a thought, but I'm not sure if it's correct. That you could have been doicha the Mishnah because over there the case was of a case of Yerusha. Even though the correct understanding of Yerusha, it's not coming from the father to the son. It's a Torah transferring it. It's just not called the son is being the handed from the father by receiving the Yerusha. But you could have argued that the problem there is the transfer is the problem. So it's not that a person can be over here the Yitzi is the problem. That's why it's also in a case where the transfer would be irrelevant to the Yisr. Reuven's ushering this bias on Shimon, then Reuven sells it to Levi, so now it's Levi's. So Shimon's mutter. There's no problem in the transfer. Over there, the problem is the son can't be in the hand from the father, and now the father dies, so you can't be in the hand from the father. So it's not that, well, once it's the son's, it's no longer Usr. Because can you make it? Can the father's iser extend to when it's no longer his property? Maybe yes, maybe no. The problem here is the transfer itself is problematic. So more saying that's not the point. The problem is not the transfer. The problem is that it remains. The iser remains even after the father dies. But that's the chiddush that the rabbis bring out of the mishnah, which you could have learned not like that. But I'm just thinking about. I'm not sure if that's correct. Okay. So the Rabbi Hevi Yudeya, so and I need to explain to you the Kitanan Hocho imes lo Yerushenu lav lememro the kima the shenachosam asurim loy behanoa lo yizke behen. So loshen of lo Yerushenu sounds like it's not, he doesn't own it. He doesn't get the, he doesn't have Yerusha. That's not true. It doesn't mean that since the chosam rosu behanoa he doesn't get Yerusha. He doesn't own it. The Haktani b'sevah that he must nisin when Perak goes to Kama. It's a good submission in Baba Kama. We eat in the Bonav.
No matter what,
problematic. It goes now to he can't benefit from it. So he can give it away to his children or to his brothers. Vim Einloy, if he doesn't have who to give it to, Bonav Rechov, so what he can do is Loiva, he can borrow money. Balechoivin, boy him and he froy it. And then the Balechoiv will come and take payments for the loans from the property that he was Yerush. Now, Zataran, Vimloy Zacha, Bekuva Nechosim, if he wasn't Kainit, Hech Noistan Lavana Velechov, Hech Malachoyman, Boyman Ifroyan. It's not his to give, it's not his that they can pay for, they can collect from. Lavadai Nechosim, Shuvi Didei, Ninu. Definitely the property becomes his. Else, and a Rashoy Lehanus Mehan, he has an Isser of having the Hanoah. Okay, so why does he use lashon of lo yershenu? Why did Tani Reisha yershenu lo mishamutu lehanis mihan kishar yershim? And the Reisha, this means it's a regular Yerusha, he can get it, even though the father asked it on the son, he only said nehanali. So once the father dies, zakim yerush, use it, etc. So that's the language he used in the Reisha. Therefore, it said in the Sefer, Tani Sefer Nami lo yershenu, v'lav dafka. The language of Lo Yerushenu was not correct. How can he give it to somebody? the din of loiva bale chemin boy minifroyin. He should borrow money. The bale chayim come and collect the property. So sharper that I understand. The bale chayim love me. They take come mifru. He didn't tell them to be collect from that. Till have prayer chayim be sorry. No, that's called him paying off his property with something which he can't use. That's definitely an usher from the do. Who that if Reuven can't have enough from Shimon, Shimon pays off Reuven's loan. It's not called Reuven's getting a handoff. That's because. And the more he refers to as Mavriachari, Hanuk Kishaacha Pareya Shalomidaita. That's how much Shimon's doing on his own. Almidaita, but he also, Reuven can't say to Shimon, listen, I can't offer you, why don't you pay off this car for me? That's called Reuven getting Hanuk from Shimon. Tabi Metzian, Rishus, the Rishus, Menimsum Oil. He's the one who's asking for this transfer, so it's like in the case of Mila, he would be responsible. That's called him being Nehenna. So what's the case over here of the Balei Chayv? He cannot tell the Balei Chayv to do this. The case was Bal Karchay Bezen Magman Leheni. He doesn't have property. He owes the money. They come to collect. Bezdin tells them, go collect this property. Even though he's through that, he's getting a benefit. That's already Mavriach Ari. Like we had before. But how could he give it to somebody? Giving away a matan, even though he's not using the item, but that itself, he gets the tevis hanoa of giving. There's a benefit in giving something to somebody. Okay. He can't actually give it to them. He could just point out the situation. My father made this property also. Maybe any day I'm more asked Bohem. I don't know what I can do with them. So Tula Atsuchem, Rasumahem Mashatir. So you can take them and do whatever you want. This parallels more the lines of Hefker than it does Matana.
Then, you know, don't you need more people there? Okay. It sure looks like it's if you had like, you know, three people there, then, you know, lots of options, this person gets it, it's, you know, the others can claim it too.
Okay, it's a fair question. So I think what he means is that he's not giving, he's giving just to the person to take, so that functions along the lines of Hefker. And he's not telling the person to take, he's just saying, I can't do anything with them, might as well take them. That the person is then taking it, it's not Hefker in the classical sense that it actually became ownerless. Because then you're right, you would need three people. It's functioning along the lines of him being Marsha, the person to take, as opposed to being noisome to him.
Is it because that like if I give you a matana, I'm giving up something and giving it to you? But here he's not really giving up something because it's not really his in the sense of being allowed usage. So that element of matana is sort of not there, and so it has sort of a weaker matana effect.
I think that's a good point. I think When a person gives, like you're saying, he's giving something away. He has something, he's giving it away. So that's part of the root of the Tavis HaNoshaboy is that you were willing to take your item and give it away to me. That's so nice of you. Wow, I appreciate that. So I have appreciation, which has a value. There's a market value to appreciation. That's any good salesman, right? So, but over here, the fellow says explicitly, I can't do anything with it. So big tzaddik, I can't use it anyway. I'm not giving it to you, but you know, if you want, you can take it. The guy says, I appreciate that so much. You know, so it's I think it's that's the point that he's saying. But I think your point is correct.
What?
Russell is saying the point is it's lacking in the Tevis HaNoah because he's not giving away something which he could use. Part of the Tevis HaNoah of Matan is when you take something which is yours and you can use and give it away, that's what generates the Tevis HaNoah. Over here he's saying I can't use it. He's saying I cannot use it. It's not. I have no use for it. Right? If you want, you can take it. Doesn't generate the regular Tevis HaNoah. Because the Rambam Bzal, Perakei Mehilchos Adorim, Torah Lo Diem Elu Nichsei Avi Sheoser Alai Abba. So he has to tell him that. Asar Ramam Zal Kahid Etnan Leel Mineh Hagozal Tzobi Vumeis Lobo Balichemin Boy Menifroyim Arena Lobo Gemora Betzorach Shir Megezal Abba. So the Ramam says that this case, the flow of the Mishnah is over there, is the case before the Mishnah is a case of Gozal Obi Umeis. A person stole from his father and he was nishba l'sheker. So the Torah, the person steals from his father and then the father dies, so there's no din of Hashavas Gzela because it says that he now is the Yorish. But if a person was nishba, the case over there at the end of in Parshas Vayikra, at the end of Parshas Vayikra, a person is nishba l'sheker, the father took him to the bez and said, where my item is, he denied it, he made a false shua. So now there's a din of part of his kapara for his aveira. He brings the ashram and he has to pay it back. And then over there is that the returning is ma'akev. So in that situation, the Mishnah says love about the chay boy menifroyan. So. So when they take it, the Balachev take it, they take it as the item which is a din hashava on. So he has to say Zegezel Abba. So I don't remember all the details, but the Rambam is saying the same way that's true. In that case of the Mishnah, then the Mishnah says, then the Mishnah brings in this case over here of Arvon LeBenoy Kehadim Shigeta Nehenali. That the Mishnah says that if he doesn't have who to give it to, so the Loiva Upereya. So Rambam said the same way in the case before them, where it said you need to say Zegezalaba, but the case of the Isser Hanoah and the Yerusha, he has to tell them, this is something which my father made also in me. That's where the Rambam got that language from. Okay.
So, the person who takes out a loan, if he has other properties, they may use the other properties.
Yeah.
Okay. The bill comes, this property comes back to us.
No. A Mechira comes back.
But a reward through paid time does not.
Well, it's not because it's Bezdin, it's paying a Chayv does not come back.
So this gives us a way to transfer property that does not return to the world at any time, right? From the purchaser. quote, don't refuse to pay it back. They did transfer the property to the
refuse to pay it back. I mean, it's not a choice. I mean, if he has money, Bezna will give money first. They don't get property. The person has nothing else.
So you take the money you received and you
squander it.
Use it. Or buy another piece of property with it. Or give it to your kids for the duration.
I guess if he's desperate to give away a piece of property, I guess he could do that. It probably would be true.
I mean, what I'm thinking is the Chasbara of Yerusha in Yovel creates all these shifty properties every 50 years. And people are not used to that with a real issue.
No, I'm just saying over there, the pshat is, as soon as they divide it, that's the case of Lekeach. I mean, you want to know, could they then borrow from each other and give it away, and then theoretically you could do it. I'm not sure. It might be too late to do it. One, borrow one from the other.
Why?
Maybe. Might be shy.
Why?
Right. Interesting thought. Okay. Let's hold it over here. It's a new, it's a next piece. It's a new.